Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof, the roof, the roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Network. My name is Lee Elsie. It's Friday, the 24th day of February, 2023. And yes, this is the Wayne Allyn Root Show, raw and unfiltered. He calls it war. That's Wayne Allyn Root. And on these fabulous Fridays, Wayne gets all warmed up. I think he's hitting the big heavy bag right now, breaking out a sweat so he can deliver the best damn radio humanly possible, exactly 60 minutes from right now. His partner in crime is Christopher, and he's down there in Dallas, Texas. And Chris's main job is to monitor the seven-second delay to make sure I or Wayne don't throw out any F-bombs. He's also pushing a bunch of buttons and spinning a whole bunch of dials down there, making sure we stay on the air. If you haven't heard the word, and I'm not talking about the bird being the word, my name is Lee Elsie, and I do the show, my morning show, from Connecticut, smack dab in the middle of Boston, Massachusetts, and New York City, in this beautiful state-of-the-art studio, again, going coast to coast for the first hour of this great broadcast. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com, or check out the Facebook page, Voice of Freedom. I'd love to hear from you guys as well on email, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. My name is not that easy to spell, so I'll do it for you one time. LeeElsie, LeeElsie, all one word, radio@gmail.com. Couple things to get to. I don't want to scare you, but I've been talking about this all week long. There does seem to be a symbiotic relationship being born between the folks in Russia and the folks in China. Both are mortal enemies. Russia with more natural resources than just about any other country on the planet, at least the natural resources needed to drive trucks and drive tanks and fly planes. And, of course, China with more human beings within their border than anywhere else, over a billion. Of course, they both have nuclear weapons. China has spent the better part of the last two decades building up their military. In fact, they actually have more boats than we do, more ships than we do. So bury your head in the sand or hide under the covers. Russia and China are both formidable adversaries. I know people want to think, or want you to think, that Russia is a paper tiger. I don't believe that yet. I still don't think we've seen the big guns come out when it comes to Russia. I still think they're holding something back when it comes to Ukraine. Maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm wrong, but I am not yet fully convinced that we've seen the full might of the Russian military. But you combine those two together, because now they are economically entangled, and if their militaries ever commingle, it's a serious problem for the United States of America, whether you want to believe it or not, it is. In fact, I don't know if you saw it today, Russia actually floated the idea of Poland pushing back their borders. That should scare the hell out of everybody who's hiding behind the borderline between Poland and Ukraine. And since the last time I got a chance to talk to you all, Biden landed in Ukraine to bang the war drum over and over and over again and commit more money and more resources to that country, which has been mired in conflict and mired in controversy and mired in a certain level of corruption for as long as all of us have been alive, yet we continue to champion this country as if there's no repercussions for any of us. So we'll follow this. We'll see where this goes. We'll pay close attention. But the bumbling moron in chief, again, has painted his face red with the war blood. And you get that feeling that this 78-year-old man on the verge of constant dementia and his sidekick, the cackling hen Kamala Harris, they would love to escalate this conflict. They would love it. I firmly believe that. A couple of things I want to touch on. Number one, the Constitution of the United States. So the Constitution of the United States was made for moral and religious people. People with a conscience. People with a soul. People who know right from wrong. The people in charge right now have none of those traits. None. They are bankrupt of any morality. All you've got to do is flip the television on or listen to a progressive-leaning senator or congressman or the president or the vice president. All you got to do is listen to him speak. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. And you can leave that. Forget that. 60 seconds. And you can leave the conversation knowing you're essentially dealing with a bunch of vipers who will bite you in the throat and poison your soul. You know, since the last time we talked, a couple of birthdays have come and gone. Abraham Lincoln, George Washington. Imagine, just imagine if somehow, miraculously, we could reincarnate either president. In particular, Washington. Lincoln was obviously a phenomenal president and did a miraculous thing during his reign. But the father of our country had this special skill of taking literally a group of boys and convincing them that they could actually challenge and beat the mightiest military might that the world up until that point had ever known. And he convinced them that they could win that battle and beat England. And they did it. Washington did that. Washington instilled in those boys this ferocity, a mindset, a fierce mindset that we need to bring back. Yeah, we've lost that. This woke mentality, this community where everybody's feelings are the most important thing. Got to make sure you don't upset anyone. You don't call anyone a bad name or a bad word. God forbid you use certain adjectives or the wrong pronoun and people lose their freaking mind. Imagine George Washington sitting back and watching this unfold in real time, what his reaction would be to that. A man who stood before a country after his time as president had come and gone and he warned people of political parties ripping us apart at the seams, and here we are 250 years later, and that's exactly what's happening. And here's a man who had a chance to be the king of a new world, and he said no. Nobody in politics today has the same kind of intestinal fortitude as George Washington. Nobody. It's impossible. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why we are in dire straits. That is why we're living amongst this wackadoodle woke mentality where boys are girls and girls are boys and up is down and down is up. And the people in Ohio can be thirsty for clean water while the people in Ukraine are banking on pension plans funded by the American people. Where somehow in this corrupted country, it's racist to want the borders to be secure. It's racist to want to make sure your streets and your cities are safe. Somehow that's become a racial fight when millions of people are making their way across the border, soaking up all of the resources that were intended for American citizens. And as a result, you know, you've got more homeless people than we've ever had, more drug addicted people than we've ever had, more people dying of fentanyl than we have ever had in the history of this country. And that turnaround has happened within the last 2 years. Think about it. We all warned you. Every conservative talk show host warned you this was in the cards. This was going to come. this was going to happen. Joe Biden is an agent of Satan. I don't bring a lot of religion into my shows because for some people, it's a turnoff. For some people, they get galvanized by it. But I don't know how else to explain what has happened in the last 2 years. I don't. And I also don't want to sound like a broken record because we've gone over this ad nauseum. But when you have succeeded in taking down the essence of the building of, or the building blocks of democracy, and you have broken them up and destroyed them brick by brick, and you did it within 2 years, there's very little else that actually should be talked about. Americans are at a real crossroads. And I just hope in 2024, which will be here before you know it, I just hope there's more of us than there are of them. Because I don't know if we can go down this road again. I don't know if we can absorb all of the calamity that we have absorbed in the last 24 months, 30 months now. I don't know if we can do it. We are a great nation with great people. But I don't know if this fundamental change in our democracy, in this republic, I don't know if we can withstand what's happening to us another 4 years. I don't even know if we can get through another year and a half. I think that remains to be seen. My name is Lee Elsie. First hour on Fridays, I get a chance to hang out with you from one coast to another. I thank you for sticking around. Wayne again will be here in less than 60 minutes. Keep it here on the USA Network.
Wayne Allyn Root, has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to GoldGateCapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of compact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Lister Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Lister Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening again to the USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. If you want to reach out to me, you can, leelcradio@gmail.com. Don't forget, you can always throw a message up on Facebook. About a year ago, I had a guest on talking about the Ukraine and Russia conflict, and this gentleman who's been to Ukraine explained in great detail that, listen, he thought that this was going to be a very difficult ask of the Russian army, thought that Ukraine was going to put up an amazing fight, and a lot of us, including me, I raised my hand, thought that he was not crazy, but didn't think that that was going to be the case, and here we are 12 months later in Ukraine. Is in a battle for their existence, and without question, they're putting up a much more fierce fight than a lot of us thought. But Hayward is joining us right now. Hayward, thank you for coming back on. I appreciate it. So I remember a year ago you telling me that it was going to be very tough for Russia to do what they wanted to do, and you were 100% right.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, just to be clear, the jury is still out on whether or not I'm crazy. But that doesn't mean I'm always... You can be crazy and still right from time to time. But the big thing that I was really trying to get across is, you know, people don't seem to have an understanding of how modern warfare and modern urban warfare works. I mean, we have this idea that it's going to be, you know, 1940 style blitzkrieg where, you know, you take all of France in a couple of weeks. It's not like that anymore. There's a lot more complicating factors. And when you take into account just how nationalistic the Ukrainian people are, how they literally in 2014 just overthrew their government because Yanukovych was leaning more toward Russia at the time. You know, it's not easy. And if you're trying to take a modern city, you know, you can either go street by street, house by house, or you can demolish the entire thing. And then you have a Stalingrad situation. And that was 5 months. That was a huge, long battle. And, you know, think about some numbers here. The second battle of Fallujah, in 2004 had American troops, you know, some of the best troops on earth, the best equipped, best trained. It took one month and 2 weeks and 2 days for that battle to happen in a city of 206,000. Kyiv is just short of 2 million people. That is a big city. And think about how the city is built. It's much more involved. It's much more complex. So you're trying to have an army which doesn't have the same combat readiness that our army does, taking a much larger space. To me, it's just unrealistic. And then when you factor in how much aid we were sending their way, how much weaponry, I mean, this, if anything, to me, Lee, is a fantastic example of how powerful an armed population is, because it wasn't just the Ukrainian army. It was regular Ukrainian citizens saying, this is my home. I will not allow you to take this space. And that motivating factor, backed up with modern weaponry, is unbelievably powerful in terms of defending your home.
Yeah, I think that's the missing ingredient that a lot of folks didn't really realize or didn't really think was going to come to fruition, which was that fierce fighting willingness of the Ukrainian people, and they have absolutely done that. So you are 100% right, way ahead of the curve. And like I said earlier, you were in the super minority when it comes to this, because I think most people who consider themselves an expert thought this thing would be over, long over by now.
Yeah, and you know, people always assume just because this military is big and powerful, it can do anything. And like I said, our military is the biggest and most powerful on the planet, and it still takes us time to do things because that's how the world works. You know, you can't just snap your fingers and make things happen no matter how well equipped you are. It's difficult. It is hard. And, you know, if you have any consideration for human rights, it takes even longer. But this is not how war works. You know, things take a while. Think about Mariupol. They destroyed almost every building in the city and still took months and months and months to do. And it's hard to wage a war when you have a modern, like a peer-to-peer conflict. You have two sides that are of similar levels of equipment. That is unbelievably difficult to do. And Ukraine's not a small country. We have this idea that all foreign countries are tiny. It's a huge place. It is a massive ask to control a place that really, really doesn't want you there.
So we only got about 30 seconds. Heyward Gatch is with us real quick. He made a bold prediction about a year ago, so I can't let you get off the air here without making another bold prediction. Give me 30 seconds of where you think you're going to be or we're going to be a year from now.
I think it would be very unlikely that this war will have ended in either direction. I would put money on saying some form of this war is going to be happening. I don't think Kyiv will fall. Even in the use of extreme weapons, I think it's almost impossible to break these folks. You know, think of the Blitz during the Battle of Britain. Germans were bombing London, bombing homes, and it didn't break the British people. It just made them even more angry.
All right, Heyward. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. For someone who's actually been there, boots on the ground. Well, not, yeah, maybe you probably had boots on over in Ukraine. I appreciate your insight on this. I do got to run. We'll come right back. Stick around, everybody. You're listening to the USA Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
U.S. USA News Update. Wall Street closing lower to cap a losing week. Stocks fell sharply after hotter-than-expected inflation data for January. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 337 points to 32,816. The S&P 500 fell 42 points to 39,70. The NASDAQ dropped 195 points to 11,394. A class action lawsuit has been filed in Ohio over the toxic train derailment almost 4 weeks ago. Attorney Jane Conroy has many questions on the train's operations.
Were there enough hot box detectors on those tracks to determine whether that train was going to derail?
Conroy filed a class action suit against Norfolk Southern on behalf of the people of East Palestine, Ohio. The prosecution has finished its cross-examination of Alex Murdoch, who stands accused of killing his wife and son. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. And one of my favorite guests to bring on my morning show here in Connecticut is a colonel, or was a colonel in the United States Army, a CIA agent, and also spent almost a decade as a congressman here, 2nd Congressional District in Connecticut. And he has an interesting story that I think is worth sharing. Now, Jimmy Carter, President Carter, is not a fan favorite, certainly for Republicans. In fact, many people, when they point to the worst presidents of all time, point to Jimmy Carter. But Rob, who's here with me in the studio, has a very, at least a different take on one particular story where Jimmy Carter stood up and protected the people in the community in which I live here in Connecticut, but in doing so also helped galvanize and fortify the United States Navy's submarine force. And so Rob was talking off the air about this article, which talked about how Jimmy Carter just entered hospice. And Rob, if you don't mind, just give us the story. Take your time. Give us the story on your interaction with President Carter.
You know, it made me sad in a way to see the article, because I met Jimmy Carter many years ago. When my wife and I were in Taiwan, we were interested in his candidacy for president. Now, some people say, well, I voted for him. I didn't. I could have. I was not a Republican at the time. I was unaffiliated. But we were interested and sent away and got some material all the way halfway around the world from his campaign. He seemed like an interesting guy. And, you know, like a lot of Americans, we're kind of fed up with the whole Nixon Watergate thing. And,
right.
And Gerry Ford, who was a decent guy, he pardoned Nixon, and that was kind of the end of his administration. You know, anybody who pardons Richard Nixon, the media was all over him. Right. So we felt, you know, it was time for a change, and Jimmy Carter was that change. But the change didn't really work out. His administration had a lot of problems. So one thing that came to mind for me was, you know, the Panama Canal. Mm. I just thought, you know, that's symbolic of American power in this hemisphere, and you're giving it away. What are you giving it away for? What's the point? Oh, we're giving it to the Panamanians. Well, they didn't build it. In fact, there was no Panama before we built the canal. It was two other countries. We built the canal, and we essentially created the canal zone and essentially created Panama. So why are you giving it up? It's an international body. It's important to our national security. And, you know, he screwed up with the Iranians. He didn't take care of the Shah. He brought in the Ayatollah. So there are a lot of things in the administration that didn't go well. But I found him to be a good and decent guy, and his post-presidency was a very good post-presidency. So I was struck by the article, and it got me to thinking about something that he did, that I know about, and others know about it as well, but not so much as a eulogy today, but a shout-out.
Shout-out.
I mean, a shout-out.
Okay.
Because as far as I know, he's resting at home and got Rosalind there. He's 98 years old. My God, he's gone the long haul. His wife is 95. The two of them had a, you know, he's the oldest president from the standpoint of age living. They're the oldest presidential couple. And he's probably had the most successful post-presidency of anybody in history that I can think of. There may be a few examples. I think John Adams served in the Congress after being president. I think Taft served at, in the Supreme Court after being president. But Carter, you know, he did a hell of a good job. But here's my shout-out for Jimmy Carter. You may recall back in 2005, I think it was May of 2005, George Bush's Pentagon announced the bases around the country that they recommended for closure.
Yes.
And what was on that list, Lee? Do you remember?
I do.
What was it?
Well, the sub-base in Groton.
Whoa,
yeah.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Our sub-base?
Caused panic.
The submarine capital of the world?
Correct.
They wanted to take our base away?
That is correct.
The Bush administration Pentagon.
That's right, your buddy, Bush.
Bush, born in Connecticut.
Yeah.
They're going to stick it to him.
That's right.
And he didn't say much about it. He said, well, it's the process. It's the process. So then the process is that when the recommendations are made, you have a base realignment and closure committee, or BRAC, and the BRAC is going to study what should be done.
Right.
Well, we were scheduled for total closure. All of the pieces of the submarine base were going to go to other places. Like the school, for example, was go to Kings Bay. Where's Kings Bay?
Well, that would be Georgia.
Georgia. Right. Where's Jimmy Carter from?
Oh, Georgia.
We the peanut farm.
That's right.
Him and Billy. Billy had the gas station, the Billy Beer. You know, and Miss Lillian.
I remember
sister,
that.
His sister's a faith healer. So anyway, yeah, Georgia. Jimmy Carter land.
All right.
So in any event, so we were scheduled for total closure with a school going to Georgia with Jimmy Carter land. And what happened was there was a submarine that was named after Jimmy Carter. It was called the USS Jimmy Carter. And he came up with Roslyn in 2004 to commission it. And I met him and we had a nice talk and we went out and we stood on the sail on the deck in front of the submarine. And I told Roslyn, I said, you know, when you swing that champagne bottle, don't worry about hurting the submarine. Smack that baby, because you want to break the bottle. Because if you don't break the bottle, all those sailors are going to say, uh-oh, bad news.
Yeah.
This ship is cursed.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Ship is cursed.
Okay.
In 2005, Jimmy Carter and Roslyn went on board the Jimmy Carter. It was stationed off of Kings Bay. They went on board for an overnight.
Hmm.
That was in August of 2005. Well, in August of 2005, Lee, we were deep into trying to save the base,
right.
And it was not going well.
Yeah.
We didn't have the votes on the commission. I knew Principe. I knew I got to call and dealt with all of the members, but we didn't have the numbers. We just didn't have the numbers. And Principe, who's a good buddy of mine, I knew him for many years, he said, Rob, it's not looking good. This is not looking good. But then what happened was very interesting. Jimmy Carter went out on this overnight, on the Jimmy Carter, and he had dinner in the wardroom with some of the officers. And the subject of the base came up. Now, he spent 7 years at the base.
Hmm.
He and Roslyn knew the area. They knew the people. They knew the restaurants. And they had a long conversation. And he expressed his concern about the closure of the base. He said, even though Georgia is going to get some of the pieces of the pie, it doesn't seem like a good idea. And one of the people that sat in on that meeting got in touch with me and my staff, Justin Bernier, and said, what do you think if we got President Carter to write a letter supporting the base? Mm. And we said, he won't do it because he's getting stuff in Georgia.
Right.
No, he seems to get it. He understands how important the base is as a center of excellence with EB and the designers and the builders live in the same community as the people who operate the submarines. This is a big deal. He's
right.
A submariner.
Sure.
He knows this stuff. So we circled back through a network that involved a senior military officer who prefers to remain unnamed.
Gotcha.
At this stage of the game. And Jimmy Carter actually crafted a letter.
Right.
On August 15th, it was received by the BRAC Commission on August 18th.
Right.
And the letter essentially said, he says, you know, I'm a Georgian. I love Kings Bay. I know we're going to benefit from all of this. And he wrote it to Anthony Principe, but he said, I believe that overwhelmingly the consensus would be that transferring, if he talked to his colleagues, transferring the base from New London would be militarily deleterious. There'd be a great loss of services of civilian personnel who have devoted their lives to the submarine force, and the move might overly concentrate our forces elsewhere in the country, like okay. Kings Bay. Kings Bay could certainly be expanded to accommodate the contingent of ships. However, I am concerned about the adverse economic impact on New London, the abandonment of a huge installation of facilities, and less quantitatively, the loss of some of the proud submariners' heritage of our historic association with service and training in New London. So sincerely, Jimmy Carter. This is the Carter letter.
Wow.
That arrived at the BRAC Commission on the 18th. And the next week, I went to Washington, D.C. I was on the phone. I had a copy of the letter and lobbying as best I can, but I still didn't have the numbers. And when I went down to Arlington, Virginia with Justin Bernier, we didn't have the numbers. They did another base. They took a break. I went to the break room. I grabbed the congressman from Utah who was against. I said, I'm begging you. I'm just begging you to help me. Wow, I'm just begging you. He finally agreed. if the vote is close and you need my vote, you have it. Otherwise, I'm voting against. But then what happened? The meeting reconvened. I sat just next to Jeb Bush, who was about to lose one of his bases, and Bernie Ehr. And Principe began his opening statement by showing the Carter letter.
Wow.
He said, and Principe said, he said he wasn't sure how he's going to vote. He said, I have a letter from former President Jimmy Carter. And he read the letter into the record. And he said, on the basis of this letter, I am going to vote in favor of taking the sub-base totally off the closure list. It's going to be bad for national security. It's going to be bad for the country. It's going to be bad for the center of excellence that we've created over 100 years in Groton, New London. It's going to be economically bad. It's going to be bad for the morale of the submariners, because this is like closing. Well, it's like we're going to brack on, West Point.
Right.
This letter, in my opinion, carried the day. It carried the day. And ironically, Carter helped save the sub. Jimmy Carter, in my opinion, screwed up on a lot of issues. There are a lot of issues, and that's why he's a one-term president.
Right.
He just didn't make it. But on this, he actually put the policy in front of the politics. That is what a profile in Courage is all about.
Rob, I got to jump in because I'm out of time, but I thank you very much for sharing that story. Carter takes a lot of heat, although Biden recently has usurped him as the country's all-time worst president. But I'm glad you shared that one story about a tremendous level of courage from former President Jimmy Carter. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Network.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Isn't it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You know how much I believe in natural, holistic methods for healing. I've talked about this for years on my show. Now I'm so excited to tell you about a sponsor that will help transform your life. Global Healing. They're an advanced natural wellness company that's been around for over 25 years, spearheaded by Dr. Group, who has been gracious enough to share 25-plus years of knowledge and research in an online course that will have the latest cutting-edge advanced natural protocols he's used as a wellness advisor for the world's top billionaires, influencers, celebrities, Hollywood stars, even President Donald J. Trump. This course is the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Gain the tools and knowledge necessary to activate your body's own self-healing mechanisms and eliminate the root cause of disease. Protect your family and live the healthiest life possible. Get a 30% discount on this course today by visiting globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war and get 30% off. globalhealing.com/war.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back via store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/25. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, all, welcome back. USA Radio Network. Wayne will be here in just a little bit.
Let me break out some numbers of interest for you. The U.S., by the way, is on a path to nearly double the federal debt over the next decade. Double! What does that mean? Pay attention. Right now we're at $31 trillion. U.S. projected to add $22 trillion in new debt over the next 10 years. $22 trillion.
This means your kids, your grandkids have to make this attempt to pay back a nut of $50, $60 trillion. It's malicious. It's diabolical. And I have to come to the conclusion that it's being done purposely. They are not this stupid. They're so thirsty for power. They're willing to give away everything, including your freedom.
You realize that if we're $55 trillion in debt, we're 30 now. When we started talking about debt, when I started talking about debt, we were at 9, 8, 7, 8, 9. We're at 30. When we get to 50, depending upon where the interest rate is, you'll get to about 30 or 40% of what the budget is will go to debt service. Pay interest. It's over then. You can't fund the military then. You can't fix roads and bridges then.
You become essentially a third world nation, unable to handle your own bone crushing debt.
All I hear now, everywhere I turn, oh, we can pay for it. I hear all my liberal friends talk about this. We got the money. Really? We do. Well, if we've got the money, let's pay down the debt. If the money is available, let's pay the debt. Let's concentrate on that. Why don't we do that? You know why? Because you can't get elected by paying the debt. Can't. Nobody cares about that.
It's not sexy. It doesn't put fannies in the seats, paying back the debt. No, no, buy me something shiny. That's how people get elected. And right now we're writing checks to
the Ukraine that we can't even cover while our own citizens in Ohio are begging for food and water, clean air.
But there's going to come – listen to me very closely. This is the one thing that should bother every single person out there. There's going to come a point in time, because we've had this conversation before, where – you know, we think about, well, when we decide to cut programs in this country, why do we never cut, like, the welfare programs? We only talk about cutting other programs. When the debt gets so high and we are teetering on default, they will cut the military. And when they cut the military, oh, wait a second, we're the, you know, we spend more than every other nation combined. When they cut the military, it's over. When they decide to slash, now I'm not talking about trimming fat.
Once the powers that be make the decision to knock us officially down a peg or two or three, and we no longer control our own destiny because of our military might, how you live right now essentially will end. I can honestly feel the rage inside me build when I talk about things like this, and I swore to myself I wasn't going to do this. And I actually heard something yesterday. I want to change gears. I want to turn this into a positive. So I want to share this with you.
If I offered you $1 million, would you take it? And the answer is yes, you'd take it. And if I offered you $10 million, would you take it? I'm sure you're shaking your head. You would take it if I offered you $10 million. Now, if I offered you that same $10 million, but I said, tomorrow you don't wake up, this is it, would you take it then? And, of course, nobody would take it. So tomorrow to you is worth $10 million, at least. It's actually probably worth $100 million, a billion, a trillion. You wouldn't sell tomorrow if I offered you $1 trillion. That's how important tomorrow is. It's priceless. And I heard that yesterday, and I thought about it, and I thought it was one of the most simple, exact, precise ways to describe how important not only today is, but tomorrow. It is absolutely 100% priceless.
And I bring it up at the end of this rage fest just because I want to put a little perspective in everything. Just a little perspective. Right? And get behind this microphone. Wayne does the same thing. We yell and scream about a lot of different things because we want the country to be a better place. We want it to be more of a model of what we grew up in and what the forefathers had wanted originally. We're seeing that slip away. But we have to, you know, take a step back every once in a while and realize how lucky we actually are. And we are, in fact, very, very lucky. And that's another reason. Lucky because this country is worth saving. And we've got to keep fighting for it. I've got to go. Wayne Allen Root is here. And he is next. Keep it right here on the USA Network.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.